Are we there yet? Yeah, I think we got one more minute and then we'll start. All right, it's 5:30. Welcome to the first meeting of Finance and Governance. By the way, I like your background, Kathy.
It's Chuck Pond.
Okay, I think we only got one item this evening, the work plan. We're just kind of got to go through it. I don't know what staff had in mind, but I also want to, this is an opportunity for the community members. If there's an area that you would like the committee to explore, please go ahead and shout it out. And I think that could be something that we look at this year. If we have two council members supporting that idea. With that, before I do that, I think one of the things I did want to say is, it's really great sharing with you guys, and I'm looking forward to this year. And also looking forward to collaborating with the wonderful staff that we have in the city. One of the things that I guess a lot of people don't talk about their style, so I'll kind of talk about my style. I would like staff to kind of do a very brief to unconcise briefings. And then my expectation is, going to the council, community members will have an opportunity to either clarification or question and for us to understand that. My emphasis is for us to ask more questions, and if something is a housekeeping item, we'll say this is a housekeeping item. That means we all know it. It's just something that it's regulatory. We need to look at it, or it's kind of moves. I don't want to spend a lot of time. So we just wanted to say that's kind of my style. I expect we read the packets. And sometimes we need to start thinking about outside the packet, if there's some other ideas and ways that could have been incorporated to those packages, please feel free to share those ideas. With that, I'll now turn it over to the staff.
Thank you, Council Member. I wanted to say a few things about this work plan draft that's in your packet. A reminder that this is a fluid document that's subject to change. This is created based on what we knew as of January and is filled out to the best of our ability. You know, I collaborate with city staff on determining these items, and most of these things were stuff approved by council via the budget and other processes. So there shouldn't be any surprises here. I wanted to highlight a few quick things. Item number two, public records request impacts. This is going to be a presentation by the city clerk to talk about some of the reporting and data collection they've been doing because of state requirements. The city council has been very interested in that. And so it's time to get a presentation to you. The city council procedures listed under item three is something that I've been trying to clean up for a while now. I'm committed to getting it to you this first quarter. There's a lot of stuff in the municipal code pertaining to council procedures that doesn't belong in the code, belongs in a rules ordinance, just some cleanup and housekeeping. So I'm really looking forward to working with this committee on that process. There's an awful lot of items from finance here, and I'm hoping that Vicki can spend a few minutes tonight talking to you about some of her major initiatives this year. But other than that, that's kind of my introduction here.
Is there another one from staff that would like to say some things, or should we just, was there expectations in that regard, Laurel?
I was hoping Vicki, go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind just walking through the items we have from the finance department. As you know, this is an off-budget year, so this is absolutely the best year to work on the implementation of our new ERP system. That's going to be an ongoing process throughout this entire year. It's going to be a lot of work by staff, and what my plan is to keep the finance committee fully informed as to the progress of this project, because once we get the software system implemented, it is going to require a budget amendment, because our existing accounting structure doesn't line up with state requirements, and this new system is going to allow us to restructure our accounting process to align with the state requirements. So we're not going to be changing the budget up or down. We're just going to be restructuring it. And I think it'll be a lot easier to bring the committee along with why we're making these changes, so that way when we come to the actual budget amendment, you'll know why we went from point A to point B. And so it's going to be, you know, you'll see some activity on it, and then you won't hear anything for several weeks because we're going to be working in the background, and then you'll hear some other flurry of activity. So don't have a regular schedule yet, but we'll keep you informed as this project progresses. And then we do have some policies that need to be addressed. We were going to review the debt policy and the investment policy. It's been a few years since we've reviewed them, and it's always good practice just to take a look at them and see if there's any updates to them. They're good policies right now, so there may not be any updates to them, but it's always good just to do a review. And then we do have the fixed asset policy and the small and attractive asset policy. Both of those are very, very old, and so those are going to need some significant work, and they should be adopted by council as well. So you'll be seeing the policies come through probably sometime during second quarter. And then just, of course, our regular reporting.
All right. Thank you. So whoever wants to go first, I don't, council members, whoever wants to go first, I'm fine with that. And you don't need a permission to ask me if you want to go first, but, you know, since we're not moving anything forward, we could just, you know, if one person speaks, another person can speak after that.
If it's okay, I will go first. I'm particularly interested in this. I feel like right now it's like slow. Obviously, we don't have an agenda, like big agenda, but I'm glad that we don't, because one of my interests in terms of serving on this committee is looking at number 12, which is the prioritization of city services and COVID recovery, because we still are very much in COVID. Like, we don't know what the financials will turn out to be, especially since, you know, I'm guessing things probably aren't going the way we might have hoped when we did the analysis at the very beginning, just to see how revenues are looking at. But also, there were things that council had talked about at the end of the year of wanting to prioritize that we weren't able to do at the end. And we said that we would go back to these things and come up with a list of, if we have more revenue, like, this is what we prioritize. If we have less than what we expect, what do we also do in that situation? Like, I'm hoping that those are discussions that we could have within this committee and start to come up with a list, so that at least we're upfront about what our intentions are and we're prepared as those reports come out. So I'm really interested in number 12.
I know, Kathy.
Yeah, I think that is important, and this is a perfect time to do that, and it's like so good. Another issue, which is different than that, is the council procedures and code ordinances, because this is something that actually I was interested in two times ago when I was council president. So that was like 2013 or 2014. And so we've been working on it ever since. It's just been so busy that it's been hard to for Laurel to clean it up because there have been so many other things. Plus, it's a moving target, right? So those are two reasons. So I'm glad and I'm hoping that we have some time to do that too. A lot of the things that were really unclear in the past have been codified. So it's like one person thought that we did it one way and one person thought we did it another. For example, just an example is replacing yourself in a committee meeting. I would talk to three different people and get three different ways you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to talk to the council president. You're supposed to talk to the chair. And it's just that kind of stuff that just creates a lot of time wasting and churn. And so I'm looking forward to making those more efficient. And it looks like Laurel might have something to add to that.
Oh, I couldn't help myself. Excuse me. I just wanted to say, in that last go around, we did come up with those council policies that are still in effect, including the one about replacing yourself on a committee. So there has been progress and adopted, movement toward clarifying those things. And we definitely have more to work on. Thanks.
Yeah. And I think we need a policy on if you're not going to be at a council meeting, because we didn't have anything. And then obviously there's been some misunderstandings because of that, because we just didn't even have a standard operating procedure for that. And then it just comes back and is awkward, right? So if we just have, if you're going to do this, then do that in preparation for it. So I'm really looking forward to having all those things just nailed down, and I don't even have to think about it. Just do the procedure. There are small things. And I think we might have some big things, Laurel. I don't remember what those might be, but a lot of it is just details that are important, but small. Yeah.
Just a quick comment. A lot of the stuff that's in the municipal code was written decades ago for a very different type of government legislative body. I'll just say that we have some cleaning up of some archaic ideas to do.
Thank you. That was what I had to say, Zach. So thank you.
All right. Now that thank you both. Obviously, number three is a really important one, and I've had some situations. So I concur that we need to kind of look at that. But I do believe that now we do have. At least when you're not here, we have some sort of a process what to do and what that looks like. Yes, I think one of the things I was going to ask is, Laura, just to kind of piggyback what Cynthia was mentioning, there were some elements on last year that we said we'll look at these, so it'd be good to figure out how they fit in with some of these items. Or they just fall into number 12, if they might be falling into number 12, but just it'll be great to figure that out. Aside from that, I don't have anything else unless we talk about, I don't think staff is ready to kind of get into the weeds on this, but if there's anything else, the floor is open.
I just had a question about number 11. It says performance indicators, and I was just wondering what that was for, like what that refers to.
Sure, so I can go ahead and address that. That's the continuation of adding in performance measures into our budgeting process. We started that with the 21-22 budget cycle, and we need to continue that to build that out, so it's a continuation of that process.
So when it says, the debt policy, the fixed asset policy, investment policy, are we looking at what we currently have and kind of looking at some changes around that? Or there's state laws or whatever have you that's kind of impacting those that we need to change it because it changed?
So I don't believe that there's state law that has changed, but again, the debt policy and the investment policy, it's been a few years since we've looked at it, and we just want to make sure that we're still current on it, that there aren't other, say, investment opportunities that we should be taking advantage of that our policy doesn't allow. So we'll do the homework, see what kind of updates there should be to the policy, and then bring those forward for discussion with the finance committee. And if it looks like there aren't any updates that we need, we'll go ahead and bring the policy forward to you anyway, just so you have a chance to look at it, ask questions, and if there's anything that you would like to see changed. The small and attractive asset and the fixed asset policy, we do want to make a significant change with that one right now. Right now, our capitalization threshold for equipment and infrastructure is $5,000. That's a very, very old dollar amount. And it captures items that really, from an accounting perspective, don't really qualify as a capital asset anymore. And so we're going to be coming forward with a recommendation to increase that level. It's strictly an accounting mechanism. It has nothing to do with purchasing policy requirements. What it'll do is it'll reduce the number of capital assets, the actual number of them, but decrease the value very little. And so it'll help our department just be much more efficient. And so we're going to be looking at probably increasing the equipment threshold up to $10,000 and then put in a second threshold for infrastructure of $100,000, which is very, very common throughout governmental accounting. We just haven't had a chance to make that change yet.
Thank you. Lastly, the briefings on number one, curious about this is an investment. We made it last year, I remember that. And they're categorized as the briefings. And now it's an implementation process, and I question the justification of bringing it to this committee. If it's a briefing, can we just have a one briefing instead of the whole four quarters, or can we just be one time briefing?
If you would prefer to have just one briefing, we can do that. But at the end of this implementation, there will need to be a budget amendment. And so it's bringing you along for how our accounting records are structured today versus how they will be structured in the future. And I'll give you just one example. We have capital project funds. So right now we have Fund 303, which we call General Government Improvement. It's currently classified as a capital project fund, and we do a variety of repair and maintenance on our existing structures. None of those projects really qualify as capital, and so that should not be a capital project fund. It should be a special revenue fund or a sub-fund of the general fund. So when we do this implementation, that's the fund we're going to have to completely reclassify. And what my thought was is to bring this committee along so when the budget amendment comes forward, you're already aware of how we went from a capital project fund to whatever it's going to be in the future. But again, it's your pleasure. If you would prefer not to have those briefings, we can dispense with them. Just want to keep you as informed as you'd like to be in this process.
No, I appreciate it. I guess I just see the end goal. I think there may be some changes, and it'd be good to get the increments you're saying throughout the process. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And the other thing, I just want to maybe throw this idea on the table, is we can create a written document and just have it part of the package. And we don't necessarily need to do a formal presentation on it. We can just have it as part of the packet, and you can ask questions if that would make streamline the process a bit for you.
Yeah, works for me. Okay, anything else?
I had a question, or maybe this is something to add that's not already on there. What I had a hard time understanding through last year's budget process was how we were able or not able to incorporate the community's feedback in that survey that was sent out into the priority-based budgeting process. And so I don't know if like that's something we want to talk about now, or maybe we said that's something we put on our agenda like later on in the year as something to return to. But I had a hard time understanding like how that survey we did connected with the priority-based budgeting that was presented in the budget material.
Yeah, we can certainly add that to the list. And staff could pick which quarter they want to present that, and we'll work that.
That sounds good. I will work with Vicki and her team on that. We were, both had a hand in that budget survey, so we'll figure out the best way to present that to you.
Kathy?
It looks good. I was just looking at my notes. It all looks good. And it's fluid, so we don't have to, like, you know, this is not it. We don't just set this in stone. So that's why I think we're good.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if there's any thing that you remember after this meeting, please either shoot Laura an email, or we can talk about it under miscellaneous in the next agenda, next committee meeting. If there is none, I will ask that we adjourn. Is that all right with everyone? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
See you soon.
Yep. Yeah.